The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hey, Winter Haven, it's Anna here. For the next several weeks, you'll be hearing me doing the interviews instead of our lovely host, Bree, while she's out on maternity leave.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mahalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are four stores here in Polk County: Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. And we look forward to serving you and saving you more here in 2023. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our five-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied in 2022 and over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mahalik Auto Group. We look forward to satisfying you soon, too, in all departments: new and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County. And the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida. That's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages and check out lowpaymentkings.com, where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll-free soon, and like us on all our social media. God bless you and your family, and I wish you everyone the best of luck in 2023.
On today's episode, we're joined by Bonnie Parker, and we talk about her long career in banking, her passion for the arts and traveling, and what she loves most about Winter Haven. Stick around. Welcome to the podcast, Bonnie.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you.
Well, I'm excited too. You know, I've been on a couple of the other podcasts, but I was with some of my wonderful coworkers. Mm-hmm. Today is the first time I'm flying solo.
Flying so solo, but I love it.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I showed you those slides that we had earlier. You were standing in front of an airplane, so kind of fitting that we looked at that before you're flying solo.
That's right. I actually have a picture of me when I was a little girl. My dad had a small private plane.
No kidding.
Yes. And we would travel. And I said, I was born to travel.
Yeah.
You know, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I got to ask you about your travels because I know you and your husband have been all over the place. But we'll talk about that, I promise.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, I just kind of want to start off this interview by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up in Winter Haven.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Lake Wales, born in Lake Wales Hospital.
Dang.
Yes. And went to college in Tallahassee at FSU.
I won't hold that against
you. Okay. I know. You're a Gator. Some of my best friends are Gators.
Some of mine are Florida State fans.
And
so.
I know UFS is a great school, so can't knock it.
Likewise. Just the sports.
That's right. Yeah. I had a scholarship offer to go to Florida, and I turned it down.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I wanted to major in music.
Yeah, which it's a great music school. So
yes, and that's why
you chose well.
Right. Of course, changed my major one semester into school. So
really,
yes.
What did you change to?
Finance, and I could have done that at Florida, but
The music's still great.
That's right.
Exactly. That's right.
Yes.
And you were in the marching band, right?
I was. I was a marching chief.
Yes.
I was. I played piccolo.
No kidding.
Yeah. Great experience. Really fun.
And
yes.
They're a really great marching band, too.
They are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yep. So that was a great experience.
Yeah.
Things happen for a reason.
Exactly. Exactly.
So anyway, back to your original question. Yes, I grew up in Lake Wales, and I got out of school during a recession.
Fun.
It's during the early 80s. Very difficult to find a job.
Oh, I'm sure.
And my parents, fortunately, had heard about a job at a bank in Lake Wells. The manager went to our church, and you know, my dad said, "Will you interview her?" And they did, and they hired me. And I started out as a teller.
Awesome.
Yeah, making $800 a month.
Wow.
Yes, $9,600 a year was my first salary.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's wild.
It's a true story.
How much do tellers make now? Just as like a comparison, on average.
I would say somewhere in the $15 to $20 an hour.
Okay.
Range.
So wow.
Yes.
That's changed a lot for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Oh man.
And actually, I tried to get on at SunBank at the time, and they would not hire me because I did not know how to type. When I went to Lake Wells High School, they only offered typing during the times I was in band, or I played piano for our school's chorus and
okay.
show choir, and that's when they offered typing. So I could never take typing.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, after I got my first job at Atlantic National Bank in Lake Wells as a teller, I went to adult night school at Winter Haven High School and two nights a week to learn to type.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's wild.
Absolutely.
That's awesome, though.
Well, you know, I did what I had to do, mm-hmm. and you know, I realized that, you know, we were typing at the time, hand typing signature cards and things like that mm-hmm. that we'd now do on computer. So I realized I needed keyboard skills.
Yeah. Well, that's wild because I think that's something that my generation probably takes for granted because I, you know, grew up in elementary school. We did typing school and not typing school, but we did computer class and learned how to type. So
right.
you wouldn't even think about the fact that that wouldn't have been available to you.
I know. And of course, I thought, well, I don't need to learn how to type because I'm not going to be a secretary. That's what I was thinking. I'm not going to be a secretary. Well, it doesn't matter. You know, the
yeah.
president of our bank knows how to type and
yeah.
he types his own emails. So
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what position, you need to have good keyboarding skills.
Oh, for sure. So you've been in banking for, gosh, I think you said you just celebrated 40 years, which congratulations on that.
That's correct.
Yes. So obviously you've worked your way up from being a teller.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Sure. I was a teller for maybe about 9 months or so. And then I got promoted to be a new accounts representative where you opened your checking and savings accounts.
Okay.
And I did that for about 8 to 10 months. And then a position came open in Winter Haven at a savings and loan there, First Federal Savings and Loan of Winter Haven.
Okay.
And my boss was Jackie Tuttle, and Ron Morrow was the president.
No kidding.
No kidding. So they told me that if I would come to work there, that I could, you know, do a kind of like a management training program. It wasn't super structured, but I was a new accounts rep for a short time and then became a consumer lender and then a mortgage lender. And then they let me underwrite mortgage loans
wow.
so that I could get a really strong background of that and was able to work in the accounting department for a little while to learn that portion of the business. And from there became an assistant branch manager and then a branch manager and on up the chain.
Dang.
Yeah.
So when did you find your way to Citizens Bank and Trust?
I joined Citizens Bank and Trust 10 years ago.
Congrats.
Well, thanks. I just celebrated my 10th anniversary.
Wow.
Yes. And in one way, I feel like it's kind of like the beginning of my career in that it's a smaller company
mm-hmm.
where everyone knows everyone and the top brass knows our customers.
Oh, for sure.
And they really value this local market and really try to do what's best for the customer.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And what do you do for them now?
So I'm the director of wealth management. I wear a couple of hats.
Yes.
We have three divisions in that segment. One is a stock brokerage firm that we own. It's a subsidiary of the bank called Citizens Financial Group. We also have a trust and investment department, the only locally bank-owned trust department here in Polk County.
Oh, wow.
And then We have private banking, which is a retail commercial part of the bank that focuses more on banking products as opposed to investment products.
Okay. So what does your kind of day-to-day look like?
Crazy.
I can imagine.
You never know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously my top priority is I also have clients of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always top priority. So, you know, I have a list of things that I need to get done every day. But mm-hmm. things come up with customers that you need to take care of. So that always gets done first.
Yeah.
And then after that, you know, taking care of various administrative functions. And then when I get done with that, if I have any time left, just trying to do strategic planning.
Yeah.
Think about what's going to happen in the future and try to develop the people, the new people that we hire, and try to stay out of the way of the people who already know what they're doing and are doing a good job of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And about how many people do you manage in the department?
We have about 14 people total in the department.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. That's, I'm sure, also a different challenge every day, too.
It is. They don't all directly report to me.
Okay.
But I believe the majority of them do. But they're all great people, very professional, and quite accomplished within their own roles at mm-hmm. the bank. So, you know, it's great. You know, I tell people I work with people who know more than I do about
yeah.
their job, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can help fill in those gaps for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we have had the pleasure of working with several people within Citizens Bank and Trust, and they've all been absolutely delightful. So I can imagine that your team is the same way.
It is. And I will tell you, we have a culture that permeates, you know, mm-hmm. from the top down.
For sure.
And we really try to give exemplary customer service as rule number one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you take care of the customers, you know, business will take care of itself.
Oh, for sure.
And we have proven that.
That's awesome. Yep. Well, obviously, yes, you guys are doing a great job. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, you are very involved in the community and have been for many, many years outside of your role. And I mean, it sounds like you are juggling a lot of hats in the office, but how do you juggle those hats outside of the office too?
Well, you know, I'm sure you've heard the adage, if you want something done, ask a busy person.
Exactly.
So, you know, I just balance it. I do spend time in the evenings and even on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting done what I need to get done. When I was Rotary president for a year, every Sunday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
I would, you know, take some time just to look at the week. What's coming up? What do we need to do? Plan for it. Because with a weekly meeting, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to stay as organized as I could with that. With the other things, you know, I get a lot of support from my coworkers if I needed to be out.
Mm-hmm.
We always have somebody that'll say, hey, I'll handle that for you. I have a lot of teammates that help me out. I could never do what I do if I didn't work with people that I could depend on to take care of certain things for our customers.
Absolutely. And just to name some of the things that you've been involved with, you already mentioned Rotary Club mm-hmm. and you were president, I think, not this year, but the last year, correct?
Yes.
Yes, yes. You've also been involved in Leadership Winter Haven. The pictures that I was talking about earlier, we determined that you were the day chair or class chair at some point, but you also act as our Arts Day chair each year, which is super fun. I know you're very, very passionate about the arts for sure. So
I am.
I was fortunate enough to be in the class last year and it was a really fun day. I learned so much that I didn't already know. So,
right.
Yes.
I'll just say on that day, I like doing it because I get to meet a lot of the younger, new mm-hmm. up and coming business people in our town. So that's fun. It keeps me connected.
Yeah.
But also, as you know, we start the day showing how art is so important in business.
Yes, we go to SS Designs.
That's right, with SS Designs.
Which, if you don't know, they are a local company that does t-shirt printing.
Right.
And they have really big, you know, customers and relationships with like Universal and a bunch of other like larger, like I think Ron John does them too. So they're
Walt Disney World.
Yeah. Shipping out to a lot of these big employers and big kind of economic drivers in their state and beyond our state, which is awesome.
That's right. And we end the day, you know, at Grove Roots.
Yeah.
And talk about branding and the art in that branding, how it is so important. And then in between, we visit some of the local arts organizations in Winter Haven and the county at Wide.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like doing that.
I got to give a little shout out because we go to Harrison every year.
Yes.
I graduated from Harrison in 2014, which seems insane that next year is my 10-year anniversary.
Yeah. Wow.
I know, right? Right? And I will say that I was in the musical theater department and was, you know, very lucky to be cast in a lot of those musicals, and Bonnie and Jim Parker were in the audience every time.
Yes, we love it. We just recently went to their jazz band concert just about a week ago. It's really great because it's very inexpensive to attend their performances. Their performances are top-notch. And if anybody thinks the world is going down the tube because of young people, they need to go to a performance at Harrison.
For
because
sure.
Because they will find out that there are wonderful young people doing great things. And it's always a great experience, whether you're going to a dance performance or a play or, you know, a show in their art gallery or the their wind ensemble concerts or orchestra. They're fantastic.
I will say, I mean, I'm partial, obviously, to the musicals, but I always loved going to, oh gosh, what do they call it in December for the Christmas carols? Oh, Music of the Season, because it's kind of a taste of everything. The choir's there, the orchestra's there. They do some readings, some plays, and same thing with their annual fundraiser, which is Roll Out the Red Carpet. You kind of get to see a little bit of everything, which is nice.
Right. We go to every holiday of the Music of the Season event every Christmas, and that's what gets us in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, for sure.
We have to go to that.
Yeah. And they do, I don't know if they still do it, but when I was in high school, they always did Sleigh Ride.
Oh, yes.
And it was actually an auction where you can, at the fundraiser, Roll Out the Red Carpet. If you win, you get to direct the orchestra for Sleigh Ride at Music of the Season. So if that's something that intrigues you, you should check it out.
I actually got to do that.
Did
just
you?
A couple of years ago. Yes.
That's awesome. How was it?
Well, and it was funny because my husband was bidding, and I thought he was going to do it. He's the band director. And then when he won, he said, "No, you're going to do it." And I said, "Really?" But I had been drum major in my high school band, so I know I have some basics. I am not a music educator. I do not know how to teach. But, you know, I can get them started and get them going. And,
exactly.
And let's face it, they're so good.
They don't really need it anyways. It's probably just kind of like second nature to them at this point.
Yes.
So they do it every year.
Yes.
That's so funny. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Right.
Awesome. Yes. Well, kind of to move away from the arts, you're also involved in the Polk State College Foundation and Girls Inc. of Winter Haven. So why, you know, have you felt the need to kind of dive into making a difference in our community?
Well, number one, it's probably in my blood because both of my parents were very active when we were growing up in Lake Wales. My dad was president of the Chamber of Commerce in Lake Wales when I was in the sixth
grade.
No kidding. Yeah, and my grandfather was as well.
And you served as our president at some point.
I did, yes.
Wow.
So, you know, it's kind of a little family tradition. But, you know, they were president of the PTA or the band parents or, you know, my softball coach or whatever I was involved in. My dad was a scout leader. So, you know, I think I just come by it naturally. But a lot of it is I'm a very social person, so I like getting to meet people. And I've been pretty fortunate in my life, and I've been privileged to come up in a family where my parents were able to provide everything I needed and a little bit more. And I know not everybody has that opportunity, so I do like doing things that maybe help someone who doesn't have that advantage.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. That's awesome. Now, you did mention that your husband is a band director, and he's a very popular band director. I feel like half the people I talked to that are from Winter Haven had Jim as their band director.
And we went to J.P. Powell's funeral on Saturday, and he had several former students come up to him. And, you know, they reminisce about the good years. And I think an educator who has the same students in their class for 3 or 4 years, they become very close to that.
Oh, 100%.
Student. And so I think it is a closer relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved being a band director. I think, you know, if he wasn't aging, he would have stayed with it forever.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and he really loved his students too.
That's awesome. So, yeah. Well, that passion definitely comes through every time I talk to him as well. So that's awesome. Yeah. Now, what is your like one fond memory that you and Jim have when he was a band director?
Well, he's been retired a long time now.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, yes. He's actually retired from Lake Region High School in 1999.
No kidding.
He did go back and help out Bartow and Lake Wells and Lakeland when they needed a band director.
Okay.
After that time. But his full-time permanent jobs were done quite a while ago. But I would say my favorite memory is when he got to, you know, be the band director at Lake Region High School when that school opened.
Yeah.
And he got to, you know, help create the band uniforms. And he helped arrange their fight song.
Wow.
He actually got a gentleman from Florida State, Charlie Carter. He's a very well-known composer and arranger.
Mm-hmm.
He's now passed on, but he actually had Charlie arrange the fight song for the high school. Yes. Took it out of a march called Rolling Thunder. And then my favorite memory from all of that, it was a great experience, but my favorite memory was we actually wrote the alma mater together.
I was going to say, I heard that you guys have your names up there somewhere in the basketball court, I think?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So Jim wrote the music, and he had written it before we went on a vacation. And we were in a little town called Ingelberg, Switzerland one night. It was raining outside. You know, there was back before cable TV.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see, there was nothing in English on TV. So no sense turning the TV on. And, you know, we said, what are we going to do? And he said, well, I wrote that alma mater, and we need to come up with some words. And I said, I'll come up with some words for you, and sat down and kind of wrote them, and literally probably had it done. I mean, it was in less than a half hour.
That's amazing.
15 or 20 minutes, yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't know what the tune looked like, so I said, you have to sing me the tune. And so he sang the tune to me and hummed it. And I think we scratched it out a little bit so I could see the rhythm, and we did that together. And that's fun to know that that's
so
a lasting legacy that they're still singing today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite line from the song? I know I told you I was going to throw curveballs. I feel like I say this every episode. I find one to throw.
You know, I don't know, because it's an alma mater. It's not that long.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I really have a favorite line.
Yeah.
The students all remember the last part because they hold their finger up.
And yeah.
I think the last line is of like Region High or something, and they all know that.
That's cute.
It's silver and blue to the thunder will true.
Mm-hmm.
To the thunder will true of Lake Region High.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Let me say that line again. So it's silver and blue to the thunder were true of Lake Region High. So that's probably
how
my
cute.
Favorite.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. And how, like, for two people who are so passionate about music, how, like, romantic on this little Swiss trip.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Awesome.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're definitely connected. That musical connection is a very strong bond between us. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, am I remembering correctly that was he a Florida State marching band person too?
No, he's from North Carolina.
No kidding. So he just kind of fell into that through you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny. When we first started going out, he said, I love Bobby Bowden. So he liked Bobby Bowden.
Before.
Yeah. So it was an easy sell.
Now, I do kind of want to go back to your time in the banking industry for a second, because obviously, I mean, we've already talked about the difference in the pay and tellers. I mean, what else has kind of transformed over the years in the banking industry? What What have you noticed, or what is the thing that's interested you most about it?
Well, technology, definitely. You know, when I started as a teller 40 years ago, if a customer came in and wanted to know their balance, we had microfilm that was made up every day, and we had to take it out, look in this thing that looked kind of like a microscope, find the account, and we could give them the balance of the previous day. There was nothing online, no real time.
Yeah.
Couldn't see anything. And, you know, so just from that, and everything was hand-typed to now everything being computer-generated. But I'll tell you, you know, technology has brought some really great things.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the bad things that we have now is fraud.
Yeah.
Just in all walks of life. And in banking, we just have to be so careful. And
oh, for sure.
And, you know, we have to be careful with our emails. We have to be careful with when customers want to do a wire.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much. You know, you can't trust anything anymore. And I think I probably drive some of my customers crazy sometimes because they'll text me or email me and they can't do anything without talking to me. And I have to call them and I have to make sure it's them.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 7 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Paul Williams. I'm a physician with Advent Health. I treat patients with a variety of breast disorders and offer screening services for those without breast problems. At Advent Health Medical Group Mammography at Davenport, patient care is our top priority. That's why our office now offers a new mammography experience using 3D Genius mammography exam and the Brevera breast biopsy system. They offer earlier detection and a faster, less invasive process to complete mammograms and breast biopsies. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 863-421-7276.
I was also going to ask, I mean, have you noticed a difference between like what things were like before online banking and after?
Yes. And I'm a big fan of online banking. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that, you know, people need to be careful
and
make sure that they are guarding their passwords and that, you know, they have the appropriate protections to protect themselves.
Yeah.
But I use it and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anybody probably under the age of, I might be dating myself, but, you know, at least 70, they're all
in. I don't know the last time I went to a bank except to do something on behalf of the chamber.
Yes. But, you know, with every good thing, you know, comes some risk. And you need to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely. And I know one of your colleagues is going to be talking to us, not specifically about banking, but just in general, cybersecurity.
Yes.
May 15th.
Yeah. Well, that's Chad Tagtoe. And I will tell you, Chad really knows his stuff.
Yeah.
And he makes sure that our procedures and guidelines are for the best benefit of ensuring that we protect our customers' money and the bank's money.
Yeah, for sure.
And we do a really good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. So one of the things you need to really be careful about is if you use your debit card a lot, you need to be looking at your online banking a lot as well, because that is one of the areas that people get the number, and I don't know how they do it, but they do, and then it can create a big problem.
A headache, for sure.
So the earlier we find it, the better. The good news is there are a lot of things going on in the background that can sometimes trigger off the warning bells.
Okay.
And we sometimes know there's fraud before the customer does. And
okay.
We reach out to them and let them know.
Awesome. Well, that's good to know. Thank you. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about your travels, because you and Jim go all over the place. I mean, we just talked about how you've been to Switzerland and you wrote the Lake Region Alma Mater in Switzerland. How many countries have you been to?
You know, I really don't know exactly the number, but I have some bracelets that have flags, and I remember when I ordered them, you know, I knew at that point in time. So over 50, I'm sure.
Wow. What has been your favorite one to go to?
Oh, Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Yes.
Really? What about it? Was it just magical?
It is. It's heaven on earth.
Yeah.
And we've been fortunate to be able to travel there with some of our friends. And the ones we haven't traveled with and people know that we're fans, I've given them some advice and tips on where to stay. And they go and they all come back raving about it.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. Yes.
If we were to go to Switzerland, where would you suggest we – what's like one thing that we have to see when we go?
You have to go to the Bernese Oberland, which is the area near Interlaken.
Okay.
And up in the mountains there, which is just south of Interlaken, are these beautiful towns and villages that are not, there's no cars there. They're high up. And the only way to get there is by rack railway.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's wild.
And it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yes. Have you been to, like, different continents, or has it mostly just been, like, the U.S. and Europe?
We've been to all seven continents.
No kidding! You went to Antarctica?
We did.
Oh, my gosh. How was that? Cold?
Not as bad as you might think.
Okay.
It was great. I will tell you, coming back, the ride was rough.
Yeah.
I got sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but so did probably half the people on the ship. But you know what? I would go again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an experience.
Very interesting, for sure.
It's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Is there a place in the U.S. that you like the most that you visited?
Yeah. And I've only been there once, mm-hmm. but I want to go back, and that's Yosemite National Park.
That's awesome.
We went there once, and I would love to go back there. It was spectacular. We've been to Yellowstone several times.
We're going to Yellowstone and Grand Tetons in August. I'm very excited.
That whole area, Jackson.
Yeah.
Hole, and it's beautiful, mm-hmm. yes. There are a lot of gorgeous places in our country.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so for people who don't feel safe traveling abroad, there is so much to see
mm-hmm.
in the United States. It's a beautiful country.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And what's your favorite part about traveling?
Learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
And learning about how people live
yeah.
in different parts of the country, how things are different. We like traveling abroad to learn about different cultures. And I think, you know, as Americans, we think, you know, we are the center of the universe
mm-hmm.
and we are the greatest country that there's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you, we are a great country, but there are other great countries and people,
oh,
wonderful
for sure.
people throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people like to go on vacation and just sit and do nothing. We don't.
Yeah.
We go.
Mm-hmm.
We love getting the most out of every day.
Yeah. I feel that. There's a certain time for doing nothing.
Right.
Like we go to Georgia to do nothing. But when you're in another place that you don't get to go to, you know, every day, or it's not a drive away.
Right.
We like to do that too.
Well, and, you know, when we go to some places that, you know, where, you know, we went to Kenya and Tanzania.
Wow.
And places like that. And you see how some of the people live,
mm-hmm.
you know, miles away from water, mm-hmm. miles away from, you know, medical care. It makes you very appreciative, you know, for what you have.
It definitely mm-hmm. puts things into perspective, for
it
sure.
Does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. That is so cool.
Yeah.
I could talk to you about traveling for forever.
It's my favorite subject.
Yeah.
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 I'll probably never get to retire because I, you know,
you have to fund the trips.
I spend too much of my income on traveling. Yes.
Well, that is something that a lot of people, that I've, you know, been fortunate enough to know and talk to that are older and wiser than I am, is that you don't wait till your retirement to travel, because you never know what's going to happen. And there's so much to see and so much to do just to kind of go for it. So it seems like you and Jim have definitely done that.
Yes. And, you know, I never say throw caution to the wind and just, you know, don't, adhere to good financial principles. You know, you need to take care of your monthly and annual living expenses
for sure.
And when we were younger, we did not do this as much. I mean, you know, this did not start until, you know, we had gotten to a certain point in life. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can even remember early on just traveling this country. We loved to go to places.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, and you know, we don't always stay in the fanciest hotels.
I love
the Hampton Inn, you know, but it's more about the experience.
I'm a Hampton and being Inn girly, too.
Yeah. And just being together and, you know,
experiencing those things together.
Yeah.
Oh, man. After a college graduation, I was very fortunate to go on a trip around Europe with some of my friends. And we stayed in hostels and, you know, went on trains and buses and stuff like that. But it was so much fun. I mean, I have friends in Australia and Ireland and, you know, we don't talk, but I still get to see them on Instagram and, like, still see how they're doing and what their lives are like in other places. And it was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, kind of going back to the arts, what are some ways that, you know, other Winter Havenites can get involved or support local arts?
Well, first of all, you know, help support it with your wallet by attending events, mm-hmm. you know. We are so fortunate to have Theater Winter Haven here in Winter Haven.
Oh, for
One
sure.
of the best community theaters in our country
mm-hmm.
is right here in Winter Haven. If you aren't going to see some of their performance, you are missing out. Your life would be so much richer
mm-hmm.
just by spending a night or an afternoon at that theater. They do a fantastic job.
Yeah. And they have really good shows on the docket too.
Oh, they do. They are fantastic. Dan Chesnicka and Tony and mm-hmm. team down there, they do a great job. So number one, just attend events. Number two, get your children involved in arts activities at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I went to a piano recital for our little next-door neighbors yesterday.
Aww.
And, it was held at Grace Lutheran Church. And we were so pleased to see many mm-hmm. young children taking piano lessons. And a few were playing guitar.
That's awesome.
Yes. And, you know, just get them, open them up to that. And mm-hmm. open them up to, you know, drawing and to acting.
Dance.
And, yes, and writing creatively.
Mm-hmm.
Just all of that. You know, if they want a camera and they want to get into photography, let them get into photography. You know, all of that is arts related. And, you know, the arts make you smart.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt if you look at any standardized testing or school tests, mm-hmm. generally speaking, children who are involved in the arts have better grades. It's just a fact of life. So whether they want to sing in the choir or, you know, be a sculptor or, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
It just, my husband used to say if every kid would be in the high school band, there'd be a lot less kids in the jails.
Yeah.
Because being involved in an arts activity makes you more connected mm-hmm. in school. Therefore, it makes you want to have better grades so that you can participate and also, you know, encourage you to stay in and graduate.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Very few children in an engaging arts activity drop out of school.
Yeah.
Because they're needed. I mean, Winter Haven High School has a wonderful drama program.
Mm-hmm.
When we interview people from our Rotary Club, we interview some of the young people for scholarships that our Rotary Club gives. You know, it's amazing how many kids say, you know, I'm involved in drama club. Mm-hmm. I love Mr. Fritz. That's why I'm there. You know, or they, you know, are really involved in, you know, the choral program or band or art. You know, that it's no wonder that they're also the top students
yeah,
in the school.
For sure. And a lot of what you mentioned, you don't have to take lessons or, you know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Like, you don't have to take lessons or, you know, be great at it to get involved with it. Some things that you can do, like choir through your church or
just
get a coloring book or a paint by number.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's
Sing
right.
around your house.
Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, you can do arts
through
and sports.
Yeah.
You know, it's some people say, well, I'm just going to do sports. Or don't be a one-trick pony,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, let your kids do a wide variety of things because you never know. I was fortunate. I was a cheerleader
yeah.
in junior high. I played softball. I was even on our high school basketball team for a short while.
No kidding.
Well, I sat on the bench a lot.
You were warming it up. It's still a very important role to play.
But it's a good experience. And
yeah.
I think that's, you know, the more your kids can experience,
mm-hmm.
you know, the better.
And our schools, I mean, public schools have a lot of really great opportunities to get involved in the arts. And
they do.
We have, like, Jewett School for the Arts and Harrison and, you know, all these different places that you can go and get that experience for sure.
Right.
And I'm not just going to like Theater Winter Haven and the Ritz and stuff like that. There's a lot of our restaurants and bars downtown that have local artists come and play performances. Or I know that there's an open mic night at the Dairy Down
right.
once a month or once a week or something like that. So there's a lot of opportunities to kind of get ingrained in that without going too far.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't have to go to New York or Chicago or Tampa or Orlando to get that experience.
Right. And when you think about it, you know, if you go to a movie,
mm-hmm.
the background music.
Yeah.
And those people who are writing that music, they had to start out somewhere.
Oh, for sure.
Most of them started out in a school music program.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those people who are acting started out in their, you know, drama program. If you go to anything, you know, at our nation's capital, our military mm-hmm. bands, those people started out as children,
yeah.
you know, taking lessons or joining their school music programs.
So, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's awesome.
If we don't have music in our schools, if we don't have arts education in our schools, then there's nobody to do those things as adults.
Mm-hmm. So, and those things are definitely important for sure.
And it's not about majoring in that. Mm-mm. It's about making you a better person, a richer person, and having a more full life.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to a narrow life.
Oh, for sure. I mean, TV shows, we have Netflix and all those different things where you can stream in different languages and
right.
all sorts of different stories that are available.
Absolutely.
At the touch of Absolutely. Our fingertips. Yeah. Well, my last question for you is, you have been in this community for so long. What is your favorite thing about Winter Haven? Or what, let me kind of ask you first another question okay. first. What have you seen change in Winter Haven over the years?
I really love how our leadership, they get along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our city commission that we have right now is just a great group of people. They get along with mm-hmm. the city manager. They're trying to all work for the common good.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean they agree on everything, but that cohesiveness is makes our community such a better place. And it hasn't always been that way,
yeah.
I'll tell you that. And then when you take the organizations like the Chamber of Commerce, Main Street, Winter Haven,
mm-hmm.
our EDC, you know, they play well together.
Yes.
And if they play
true.
Well in the sandbox together, you know, it's every kid goes home with a smile on their face at the end of the day. And I think Winter Haven is doing a much better job with that now than maybe when I moved here 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's probably the best improvement. And when that happens, then, you know, everything else gets better as well.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
For sure.
But I can remember when I first moved here, they were widening First Street, turning it into a four lane, and it sat in a clay status for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and there was a lot of controversy. And I
that
think
sounds
some,
familiar.
Yeah, and I think some people in the Florence Villa area perhaps did not get to express their opinions, or if they
mm-hmm.
did, they weren't listened to.
Yeah.
And I feel like now, just from a diversity standpoint as
yeah.
well, I mean, I think we all get along well.
Mm-hmm. And now that they have Christine Samuel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I have seen that in the last 40 years, and I think it makes us a better community because of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, what is your favorite thing about Winter Haven?
I would have to say how easy it is to get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
There are some communities where I have seen and feel like maybe you have to have a certain pedigree,
yeah.
maybe a certain lineage,
yeah.
or you need to work for a certain company, or, you know, be connected to
mm-hmm.
get involved. And I will tell you, I came here, I was not connected to anyone,
mm-hmm.
was not from Winter Haven, certainly did not have a family that was influential in this town in any sense of the imagination. But it was very easy to assimilate and to raise my hand and say, I want to get involved. I tell people this all the time. The thing that really was the best thing I ever did for my career, you know, was being a member of Leadership Winter Haven, Class 11.
Ooh!
Yes. And the people that I met in that class are still, you know, lifelong friends, but really opened my eyes up. And we had a great class. You know, we had Bob Gerner was in my leadership.
No kidding.
Saritha Tinsley.
No kidding.
Yeah, Debbie Harsh.
Wow.
I mean, I could go
that
on.
That is a great class. My goodness.
Yes, yes. We had a great group of people, and that really helped, I think, catapult to my involvement in the community. And then one thing is people aren't afraid to ask other people. I remember Judy Cleaves asking me to get involved with Girls Incorporated. That was one of the very first boards that I was on. I was on the Red Cross board, too. I think those are probably my first two boards here in town. But I think that's it. It's that it's easy to get involved. And you don't have to come from a certain background.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have to go to a certain school or anything like that. I think we're a very accepting community.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
I feel that. I agree.
Yeah.
Winter Haven's great.
Yep,
very, very happy to be here. And I'm happy you're here, too, because I get to see you so much.
I know. Well, you know, some people have this goal to, you know, live in a town and then go and retire someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. Number one, I don't have a goal to retire anytime soon. But even if I did, I don't think I'll ever go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because I have so many great friends here.
Got a big support system, for sure.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And that's important.
And we're very fortunate to include you in our support system as well.
Well, thank you. And also, we're close enough to fly out of Tampa and Orlando.
Exactly. Exactly.
When we want to go someplace else for a while.
It's nice to get away a little bit.
I hear you. Change of venue is good for everyone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether you're going to go to the beach in Florida or to the mountains or wherever you'd like to go, I think just – you know, having a change of venue is good. And, you know, we're all working harder and more hours than we've ever worked before. And so you need that brain respite time.
Yeah, the reset. Just to kind of get away for a little bit.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely, yes.
Good. Well, I aspire to travel to as many places as you have, you and Jim have.
Yeah.
So hopefully I get there at some point.
Well, you will. You know, I'm sure it takes time. And like I say, we didn't really start, I would say the first 30 years of my life didn't travel as much.
Yeah.
I was fortunate that he was a band director because a lot of our first trips were with bands. You know, we took bands to London and to Germany.
No, France is a big one for the bands.
Mm-hmm. We did several tours. We went around 7 countries in something like 23 days, in Europe. So that was kind of our intro into traveling. And we took bands to Hawaii. I mean, really, those kids that were in his band program were very fortunate.
Shoot, I wish I could go back in time and be in his band program.
I know. I always joke that my high school band trip was to go to Tallahassee for the Governor's Day inaugural parade when Governor Graham was inaugurated, and it was freezing cold.
Yeah.
And we marched in that parade.
Yeah.
It was freezing. That was as good as it got.
Yeah. No, I didn't get any trips.
Yeah.
And now they go to New York every year, and I'm like, dang, I missed.
Yeah.
I missed it. But all in due time.
Right. That's right.
Well.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast today, Bonnie. I really enjoy talking with you and learning more about you, for sure.
Well, I enjoyed it as well. I'm not sure your listeners will find much of it interesting.
I feel like
I'm an open book, and most people know my whole life story. I'm a big believer in living every day to the fullest because it might be your last.
Oh, 100%.
So make every day count.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. As a family-owned community bank, the strong business model developed by our founders has remained solid for over 100 years to work with customers who live and operate within our market. Our employees work closely with customers to get to know each one by name. We support local organizations that provide important programs and services for the betterment of our community. In addition, our team also gives back to local nonprofits by volunteering thousands of hours each year to a variety of organizations. If you're looking for a bank with people who treat you like family, consider you and your financial needs the number one priority, and most of all, provide you stability and commitment for the long haul, then I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com to learn more. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you again to Bonnie Parker for joining us today. Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.